The second the path bends out of sight, I shove you forward. Your cheek smacks against the rough stone of the park wall, my hand pressing into the back of your neck to keep you there. Palms flat, face down, you don't move. You don't dare. Stay still. I breathe against your ear. Stay quiet. People are walking past. Do you really want them to see what a slut you are? Your body tenses. I feel it. The thrill, the shame, the heat. I'm close enough to feel you tremble, my chest pressed against your back. My free hand slips into my pocket. The crinkle of foil is unmistakable. You know exactly what I've brought. A little packet of lube. I tear it open with my teeth, squeeze slick gel onto my fingers, and rub them together until they're wet. Then I slip my hand under the waistband of your shorts. No need to drag them down. Elastic makes it too easy. Good boy, I whisper. Keep your hands flat. Don't even think about reaching back. My fingers slide lower, down the crack of your ass, until I find what I want. I circle your hole, slow, deliberate, smearing lube over you while you try not to gasp too loud. Someone passes behind us on the path. Their footsteps echo. You go rigid. I smile against your ear. Don't move. Don't make a sound. Imagine if they turned their head right now. And then I push in. One finger, slick and steady, forcing its way into you. You groan into the wall, muffled, your whole body jerking at the intrusion. I curl it just right, pressing into your prostate until your knees buckle. That's it. I murmur. Feel how deep I am. Face to the wall, shorts still on, and I'm inside you anyway. You're panting, forehead pressed to the stone, trying not to cry out as I start to fuck you with my finger. Slow at first, then sharper, grinding into that spot until your cock is straining against the front of your briefs. Footsteps again. Voices this time. A couple walking by, just meters away. You shake with the effort of staying silent, biting down on your lip until I taste copper when I kiss you there. I press harder, faster, then slip a second finger in beside the first, stretching you wider. Your muffled moan is almost too loud. Quiet, I snap, yanking your hair back. Do you want them to hear you? Do you want them to know I'm fingering your ass right here in the park? Two fingers now, pumping mercilessly, curving against your prostate until your body jerks helplessly. Your cock twitches, leaking, soaking the front of your briefs. Come, I hiss, right now, make a mess for me. And you do. Shuddering against the wall, spilling hot and wet into your underwear while I milk you with my fingers until you're sagging and gasping and ruined. I pull out, wipe my slick fingers carelessly against the front of your briefs, leaving a wet smear over the cum-soaked fabric. Then I reach into my bag, pull out a wet wipe, and clean my hand thoroughly. You turn your head slightly, dazed, hopeful. I laugh. Oh, no. Not for you. Stay messy. And I toss the wipe into the bin as we walk back onto the path. You, sticky, aching, embarrassed, and mine.